Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. In 2002, the surviving members of Motown's incredible house band, the Funk Brothers, got together one final time to play their original parts that had graced so many of the classic Motown recordings. Given the passing of so many of the label singers, vocalists from today were drafted in, one of whom was the great Bootsy Collins. Welcome to In Love with Motown.
Truth has finally come. Well, I'm the one that's giving up the phone. Yeah, giving up the phone. Yeah, drummer, hit me now. Hey, Bobby, come on, baby. Hit me. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. Some of those 80s, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all know it's funky.
Bootsy Collins kicking off this edition of In Love with Motown with a song which gave the Temptations their breakthrough chart hit. In fact, when Berry Gordy first heard the Capitals' recording of that song for a rival label, he liked the recording so much that he bought the label and the studios, incorporating both into the Motown stable. Well, welcome along, thanks for joining me, and I hope all's well with you. We're going to hear the song now that gave Diana Ross her very first UK number one, and it's another example of how in love the UK was with the music of Motown. This song only managed number 63 in America, but when my good friend Tony Blackburn heard it over here, he told Motown that if they released the song as a single in the UK, he would make it his record of the week on his Radio 1 show, and the British public would then decide whether or not they shared Tony's belief that the song was a hit. So, Motown released it in the UK, Tony played the record every morning for 5 days on the trot, and the UK fell in love with the song, putting it at number one in the summer of 1971 for 4 weeks.
Cry again when you say, little girl.
Diana Ross with her first UK number one, thanks in no small part to the brilliant Tony Blackburn. Motown didn't just release soul music. As the label expanded, so did the kinds of artists Berry Gordy and his team signed up to the label. There were many jazz recordings and also artists that you might be surprised to hear appeared on the label, many of whom were hugely popular here in the UK, like Bobby Darin.
Close your eyes, close the door, you don't have to worry anymore, 'cause I'll be your baby tonight. Shut the light, pull the shade, you don't have afraid, 'cause I'll be your baby tonight. Give me a little time. Mockingbird is gonna sail away, we're gonna forget it. Big old moon is gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, you won't regret it. Little girl, kick your shoes off, have no fear. Bring that bottle over here, and I shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, you won't regret it. Little girl, kick both them shoes off, have no fear. Bring your warm self over here, and I
Bobby Darin sings Bob Dylan for Motown Records here on LGRadio.online. When a group of teenagers from Detroit failed to impress Berry Gordy at their Motown audition, they went to one of their cousins' houses to console themselves. Now, the cousin then called Berry Gordy and convinced him to let the boys sing for him again. Berry granted a second audition and then did go on to sign them. The group sold a million records for the label with their recording of Do You Love Me. The group were the Contours, and the cousin of one of their members who phoned Berry Gordy was Jackie Wilson. In the mid-60s, they recorded their version of this Percy Sledge classic.
When a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. Keeps telling the world what a good thing he's found. If she's bad, when a man loves a woman,
Contours featuring Jackie Wilson's cousin. Now, in 1969, former Temptations lead singer David Ruffin released his first solo album for Motown. The title song would feature lyrics by, I think, the only British lyricist signed to Motown's songwriting department, Pam Sawyer, who came up with the lyrics for David Ruffin to sing on this one. David Ruffin. One more now in this episode, and it's a song we enjoyed Georgie Fame singing recently in these shows, written by Bobby Hebb. This version is from the man who replaced David Ruffin in The Temptations, Dennis Edwards, and he'd got that job after covering for a sick member of The Contours, from who we heard earlier when they had been booked to open for The Temptations.
Sunny.
Dennis Edwards, concluding this edition of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Do please check the website out if you want to find out when this show is on again, and you can also find out what else we have to offer you. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.